Now that we know how music is made, we will proceed to the next lesson, harmony.
Oh, how happy we will be when we learn our harmony.
The father of music, as it's known to us, is an ancient Greek named Pythagoras. Pythagoras, the father of mathematics.
I thought we were studying music.
Ah, but Pythagoras is the father of both mathematics and music. Listen, first we'll need a string. Take the string and stretch it good and tight. Plunk it. Now divide it in half. Plunk again. See? It's the same tone, one octave higher. Now divide the next section. And the next. Pythagoras discovered the octave has a ratio of 2 to 1. With simple fractions, he got this. And from this, harmony in numbers developed the musical scale of today. The scale is identical on any instrument. Of course, he probably played it on a lyre. But it's just the same on a trumpet. Or a saxophone. You can imagine how excited Pythagoras was when he shared his findings with his pals, a fraternity of eggheads known as the Pythagoreans. And he discovered that a pleasing sound was achieved when he took a basic tone and added a third and a fifth tone and sometimes a sixth, then a seventh. The Pythagoreans played using a flute and an early version of the bass violin and a lyre. Those same instruments today might sound like this. Now that we know what the instruments are and why we play certain notes and chords, the next thing to do is use them to play a simple song.
A simple song?
Bertie Birdbrain, you're the simplest one here. You name the song.
Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
Oh, that song doesn't tell anything about music.
Then what about Old MacDonald Had a Band?
All right. And with this chart, I shall impart the instruments that MacDonald had.
E-I-E-I-O. With a foot here, a foot there, here, a there, a here, a there, a. Old MacDonald had a band, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a sax, E-I-E-I-O. And in this band he played the sax, E-I-E-I-O. With a foot here, there, here, a there, a here, a there, a. Old MacDonald had a sax, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a bass, E-I-E-I-O. And in this band he played the bass, E-I-E-I-O. With a here, there, here, a there, a here, a there, a. Old MacDonald had a bass, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a horn, E-I-E-I-O. And in this band he played the horn, E-I-E-I-O. With a here, there, here, a there, a here, a there, a. Old MacDonald had a horn, E-I-E-I-O.
E-I-E-I-O. And in this band he played those drums, E-I-E-I-O. With a here, there, here, there, here, there. Old MacDonald had some drums, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a band, E-I-E-I-O.
Now, our next subject for today is melody.
Melody? Like when you get sick?
No, no, no.
M-E-L-O-D-Y. The subject for today will be a melody.
Yeah.
Gosh, teacher, what is a melody?
Now, if you take a few notes, say two, three, or four notes, you can always add more. And pupils, what have you got?
What have you got?
You've got a melody.
Yeah. Now let us fly to nature and lend an ear to the multitude of sounds we hear.
I don't hear nothing.
Well, pull the dunce cap off your ears.
That's better.
When the robin chirps in the warm spring weather,
and the cricket rubs his wings together,
when the wind blows free through the willow tree, Mother Nature's busy making melody. For the bird and the cricket and the willow tree.
Yes, the bird and the cricket and the willow tree.
Oh, you don't need a ticket for the concert in the thicket from the birdie and the cricket and the willow tree.
The willow tree?
The bird and the cricket and the weeping willow tree.
Of all the creatures on this earth, only two species can sing. Just us birds. And this animal called Homo sapien.
Homo sapiens?
Man to you.
You see? He even makes melody when he talks.
Well, what do you know about that?
And the female of the species is even more musical than the male. Here we have an example of a fugue, or overlapping melodies. Just like a bunch of women gossiping over a back fence. That's better. Next, we'll discuss inspiration. Now, I want each one of you to imagine a picture of something we make melodies about. Susie Sparrow?
Take a lemon drop moon in a marshmallow sky. Candy cane kid with a gleam in his eye. In walks a dream from heaven above. Then a song fills his heart and he sings of love.
Love, 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 love.
Penelope Pinfeather, recite your piece.
Sailing, sailing upon the ocean blue gave the inspiration for the song we sing to you.
A life on the ocean wave, a home in the rolling deep.
Oh, here's another one.
Oh, the old iron horse went chugging along, chugging along, chugging along.
They hammered up the rails with a bucket full of nails, singing the railroad song.
What about cowboys?
Get along,
get along,
with a ki-yi, yippee, and a yippee-i-yay.
Don't forget the Indians.
Oh, 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 oh.
bother anymore.
About the moon,
we sing about the rain,
we sing about steamboats,
and we sing about planes.
Oh, we sang about beauty, but the fact remains that we never,
no, we never ever sing about rain.
Students, in conclusion, I wish to point out that beautiful symphonies are often created from simple melodies, like the bird and the cricket and the willow tree.
Oh, you don't need a ticket for the concert and the picket from the birdie and the cricket and the willow tree. The bird and the cricket and the willow tree.